This is the First String Podcast with your hosts, Brandon and Sean Eaton. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the First String Podcast. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Sean. How's it going?
Look at this. We have Sean in the building today, not on the phone, which is going to be the norm from here on out. Sorry for the hiatus here. We're doing a lot of moving and shaking.
Had a lot of changes going on.
And baking.
And baby making.
And baby making. Baby birthing.
Delivering.
Not making, just delivering.
Well, I mean, he's in the world now, so.
Sean welcomed a new addition to his family. Baby Cody.
Yeah.
In the house.
Very excited and very tired.
He's extremely tired. Extremely tired, but still here.
Yes.
And that's the important part.
That's right.
It's the important part.
Also, Brandon closed on his house, so congrats to him also.
Yeah, so that's the moving. That's the moving and the shaking. So now we're in the new house, and going to be putting together a nice little studio here. So the podcast quality should be rising.
And rising.
And rising. Bad moon horizon.
Oh boy.
So yeah, we have a good episode here for you today. We got a lot to talk about. It's been a few weeks. It's been a few weeks. I think in the last episode we were talking about how the Redskins were gonna make the playoffs.
Oh boy.
And what else?
Oh, the Cowboys were great.
Yeah, the Cowboys, oh man, the Cowboys were awesome.
Their defense was unstoppable.
Oh, their defense was like number one defense in the league.
Yeah.
And we had some bold predictions. Some of them now look pretty damn stupid.
Some of them look pretty good, though.
But some of them look really good. One in particular.
Yeah.
That I can't wait to talk about.
You're pretty happy about that.
I can't wait to talk about it because we had a little fantasy sleeper prediction. And one of my sleepers that I pulled out of
your ass.
My arse. But I was really confident in it because, you know, I had some inside info. You know, I'm a Redskins fan, so I know what he's all about. And that's Terry McLaurin, who I think when I said that name, you were like, wow,
that's a deep
sleeper. That is deep, deep sleeper. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I think he could have like 800 some yards and like, you know, 5-6 touchdowns. Well, he's already got 5 touchdowns. Well, he's already got 5.
I'll give it to you. That was a great call. I mean, it was tough for anyone to say that because he didn't play a single snap in the preseason.
But I knew why he didn't play a single snap.
Because they didn't want to see what they had.
They didn't want to show him off.
Yeah.
And, you know, because he was fully healthy, but they were like, oh, well, he's got an ankle and like, but he's practicing full practice all week, but just not playing in the preseason. Well, you know, we know. Mm-hmm. And now he's proving it.
It sure looks good now, doesn't it? It's too bad that his prowess isn't leading to victories. But
yeah, well, you know, we got one win against the Dolphins. The Dolphins are an NFL team.
It took a failed 2-point conversion.
They're slightly an NFL team.
Bro, you were one play away from losing to the said slightly.
However, all that matters is it's a W. It's a 1 in the W column, and it's just a 1. There's only the 1.
The 1.
There's the 1.
Yeah. Congrats, you lost out on the first overall pick bowl last week.
You know what? I did not want to lose the Dolphins.
I don't blame you there.
Because there's no coming back from that.
I'm kind of on the route for the Dolphins every single week train.
No, we can't do that because in their survivor.
That's what I'm talking about. I am.
Oh, okay, because everybody's avoiding picking. Them. Oh, you're avoiding picking against them.
Right.
Because you think they're going to win.
They're going to win.
See, Sean's convinced he you know, he last week in our pick'em, you picked the Dolphins.
I did.
He picked the Dolphins to beat the Redskins. And I did not. It was closer than I thought it was going to be.
It wasn't going to be. And then they switched back to Fitzy. And that's
as soon as they put Fitzgerald in.
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick, sorry. Fitz.
Fitzy.
Yeah, we're throwing Fitz.
Yeah.
Fitzpatrick, yeah. Not Fitzgerald. The dude with the beard.
Right.
As soon as they put him in.
Yeah, the whole game changed, man.
And, there, you know, Fitzpatrick has a history of just balling out against the Redskins, too. When he was with the Jets, he balled out against the Redskins. With the Bills, I mean, anytime Fitzpatrick plays the Redskins, he kills us.
That's the thing about Fitzpatrick is, like, he will go absolutely apeshit for about two or three games mm-hmm. every single year and just blows everyone's mind, and then he turns back into himself and throws five picks a game and gets benched.
He's just – he's such a, like, infectious guy, yeah. and, like, he rallies the guys yeah. around him. And as soon as he comes out on the field, like, his teammates are, like, yeah. going crazy.
Yeah.
And – It's fun to watch, but not when it's against your team. Not when it's against your team.
Yeah, which leads to a very interesting matchup this week with him now being named the starter again.
Again.
Going to where he spent the most time in his NFL career,
yep.
in Buffalo. I am absolutely 100% avoiding that game in Survivor. There's only 73 people left. I'm not going to be one of the assholes who gets killed by the Bills losing to Miami this week.
And so we're from upstate New York, Bills country, where we came from. The Bills were the closest team. So in this pick'em, in this Survivor pick'em.
Which there's $5,500 on the line. So yeah. It's not a small amount of money.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
Most of them are from that region. Most of them are Bills fans. And we both are on the same page thinking that most of them are probably going to pick the Bills this week. They're at home. They're playing against the worst team in the league, arguably. I don't think there's much of an argument. I think they're the worst team in the league.
I mean, I think that they took that last week, right, for the worst team in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think the Redskins are that bad. I really don't.
You're a two-point conversion away from losing.
So I'm not just being a homer here. The Redskins have a lot of talent on their team.
You do.
I don't think they're a top 10 team. I don't think they're a top 20 team. I don't think they're a bottom 5 team, though. They're not.
I mean, I think they're 25 to 32, so bottom 7. Does that matter?
No.
Okay. That's too better.
I don't think they're a bottom 10 team. They might be a bottom 10 team. They might be.
Name me 9 teams that are worse.
Than the Redskins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
Dolphins?
One.
I actually think that – I'm not going to say the Falcons because I think the Falcons are better than the –
Their defense is
– It's yeah, but they score points.
They score points.
Yeah.
So but I'm not they have to score 40 to win.
Yeah. I'm not going to say them because I think them and the Redskins are, you know, either way. They could go either way. But, okay. Dolphins, Bengals,
two.
Jets.
Pretty
good. The only reason you're saying this is because the Cowboys just lost to the Jets.
But you don't know what the Jets are going to be.
They suck.
Okay. The one game, though, that the Jets played full strength, meaning with Darnold, they lost in the last few minutes of the game
to the Bills,
who are 4-1
yeah.
and almost beat the Patriots. So you don't really know what they're going to get.
I'm not sold on the Jets.
Well, of course, but I wouldn't say that they're absolutely 100% worse than the Redskins.
Okay. Okay. We'll give you that. The Redskins and Jets, I think, they could go either way. All right. So we won't include them.
Okay. So two.
Okay. Arizona.
No.
Arizona sucks.
Defensively, they suck. Offensively, they're making strides. I mean, they have a really small quarterback who likes to throw the ball and get pat it down, but he looks legit for the most part.
Dude.
They drive the ball, they just can't score touchdowns. But if they ever get their red zone figured out, then they could be scary. And they got Patrick Peterson back, so that's going to help the defense.
All right, I'm still staying with Arizona.
Oh, all right.
Tennessee.
Okay.
They suck.
They aren't very good on offense. They're a really good defense, though.
All right.
I can't deny that.
I'm going to say this team, even though they beat the Redskins already once this year, the Giants. The Giants are worse than the Redskins. I know they beat the Redskins. I'm telling you, the Giants are a worse team than the Redskins. They are.
Okay.
Okay, so then we got
four.
No, that's...
No. No, we took the Jets off.
No, I that was in this hand. I'm counting my
fingers. What's that one, folks?
This is the first one I did. This is the Dolphins. The Dolphins are alone. They're okay. On their own.
So they're like the Alabama Crimson Tide, like their college team over here or something? Or?
Well, I mean, pretty much. Okay. I actually think Alabama might be able to beat the Dolphins.
I don't think so.
I don't know. All right. Who else we got here? Well, I'm already out of the bottom five.
We said 10.
I don't think we said 10.
Yeah, I said naming 9 teams. You said that they're in not even okay. In the top 10. Okay. I said naming 9 worst.
The Bengals.
I already did that.
We did the Bengals already?
Yes, that was your second
one. Can we say the Bengals twice?
No. All right, this is taking too long.
Shit.
I'm right.
Shit, okay. All right, the Redskins are in the bottom 10 of the league. Currently. All right.
25-32.
7. Oh. So where are the Cowboys? Where are the Cowboys then?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Depends on which Cowboys show up.
Right. Every single week, the Cowboys have played better than the teams they played against, but find a way to lose games, and that's the worst thing to watch. It's so annoying.
I know. I've been watching it for a lot of years.
They outplay. In terms of outplaying the opponent, they're 6-0. But on their record, they're 3-3. That's really annoying.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I think as far as the league stands, I know that the Niners are undefeated. I don't think the Niners are the best team in the NFC. I think they're kind of fool's gold right now. Their defense is playing really good.
Their defensive line is stacked.
Their defense is playing really good right now. And what they did to the Rams last week was very, very impressive.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Because Goff had less than 80 yards passing and no touchdowns, which is pretty ridiculous the weapons that he has.
Yeah, I mean, Gurley didn't play, but they looked awful.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. But, I don't know. Are you sold on the Niners being like the class of the NFC?
No. I am still thinking the Cowboys are going to get there.
I don't think the Cowboys are the class of the NFC.
They're going to be a playoff team.
They are going to be a playoff
team. And they're going to be a tough out.
Well, yeah.
So, I think they could win the NFC.
So, who do you think currently, today, is the best team in the NFC?
Saints.
Really?
Yeah. The 4-0 with a backup quarterback.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Their defense is playing very well. Saints are the best team in the NFC right now.
Yeah, I mean, I could give you that. I could give you that. Just because I can't think of anybody else that's better than them right now.
I mean, Cowboys have lost 3 in a row. Rams have lost 3 in a row.
Yep.
The Panthers are playing good all of a sudden.
Their defense.
Backup quarterback.
Their
defense is killing
them. Well, they're talking like he's going to be
the guy. No, yeah. I don't think Cam's going to be the starter.
See, that's tough. You have a former MVP of the league.
Dude, it's a what have you done for me lately league. NFL, not for long.
I don't know.
You would put Cam back in?
I don't know. I mean, if they're still winning. No, I'm just saying, okay, so what, you're going to keep Drew Brees out then? Because Teddy Bridgewater's gone 3-0?
That's a different situation.
It's kind of the same situation.
Not really, because Cam was playing like dog shit before he got hurt, and Brees wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like if you make that decision, you have to be fully committed to
the good and the bad,
to making him, Allen, your face of the franchise.
Yeah, you would have to trade Cam.
Yeah, Cam's gone.
He's got to be. To be honest, like if it were me and you're like, oh my god, Allen's the guy. There's a team out there right now who is quarterback hungry, who would trade for him in a second.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a good defense that's playing well all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, you'd get a 1 for Cam right now.
Yeah. I bet Pittsburgh would give him a 1 for Cam Newton.
But the thing is, though, like, would you want a 1 that could be something that's a low 1, which is the problem with the Jalen Ramsey trade? Like, yeah, you just got two number one picks, but they're probably going to be two really shitty number one picks.
Maybe. They lost. I mean, they're 500 team right now.
Talent-wise, they're not.
No, they're the most talented team in the NFL. And I don't think there's even an argument. They have so much talent at every freaking position. It's ridiculous. And now they just got Jalen Ramsey.
But they...
I know, they traded away Peters, but he sucks.
He sucks, but also... Aqib Talib just went on IR.
Yeah, that's true. Talib is a very underrated corner.
No, he's great.
I know, but he doesn't get talked about like Ramsey or, you know, even, you know, Sherman or any of those guys. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't get talked about like that, but he should because he's a stud.
Yeah, he is a lockdown corner who produces turnovers on a regular basis. And takes him to the house.
Yeah. And he rips chains off.
Yeah.
He's a chain ripper.
Chain ripper.
Who was it that said, it was one of the receivers that went up against him recently. It's like, yeah, I made sure I didn't wear my chain because, you know.
Yeah, I did hit him last.
Do you know who it was? Higgins.
Was it like Sterling Shepard or something?
Yeah, it might have been Shepard. I don't remember who
did
it was.
Did they play the Giants? Because that, like, ringing a bell that it was like something like that. Like, not like a number one high name receiver, but someone like that, like a Sterling Shepard, who's like a low class 1-2 receiver.
Yeah.
If I remember, I can't remember who it was though.
Speaking of Sterling Shepard and the Giants and the man who's now throwing him the ball, Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
What's your take on him? You think he's the real deal?
He looks like it.
He looked like it in his first game.
What I'm looking at really is ball placement and decision making, and he's a rookie. Of course, he's gonna make mistakes.
Yeah,
but he has like Drew Brees esque accuracy. He doesn't have the strongest arm, but neither does Drew Brees. But Drew Brees is probably the most accurate quarterback, maybe ever, and he's got that type of accuracy. Like, he puts the back shoulders perfect every single time. He leads receivers so they can catch and run. So he looks like he could be the real deal.
He has, so I'm looking at the stats right now. He's got 5 touchdowns and 6 picks.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not, I hope he's not the real deal.
Me too.
But I know, you know, it's always an argument. Well, he's a rookie. He makes rookie mistakes.
Yeah.
But recently, there has been a slew of rookies who have just dominated.
Okay.
Right from the get-go.
All right.
Carson Wentz.
What's he doing?
He's still playing well.
He was playing like an MVP his second year. His first year, he wasn't. Which you're saying he dominated, but he didn't. He was like 5-7 as a starter.
Yeah, but his stats were top notch.
I mean, stats are stats, right? Okay. What's the most important stat for a quarterback?
Wins.
Wins.
But do quarterbacks play defense?
No.
I mean, look at Mahomes right now. I mean, the dude's still tearing it up, but he's got to score 45 points a game because his defense is so terrible.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I just think the whole the rookie, he's a rookie, he's going to make rookie mistakes argument.
I also think it matters how many starts you get in college.
That does matter. It matters a ton.
Because if you only have 1 year as a starter in college and then you come in and they expect you to be great, it's probably not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have 45 starts in college and you come in and you suck, then that's probably not a good sign either.
No. And I think also the system that you play in college makes a huge difference too. The big thing too is there's some coaches in the NFL that want the players to adapt to their system. And there's other coaches in the NFL that adapt their system to the players.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the good ones.
Yeah.
Those are the good coaches.
Right.
The coaches that think that
their way or the highway.
Exactly. You can't do that.
No.
You gotta play to your players' strengths like they're doing in Baltimore.
Yeah. But it's also up to the GMs to get people on the team that are going to play the system the way that the coach wants them to play as well. So, I mean, it's not just, oh, the coach has to adapt a system. I completely agree that they need to and they should. But if you get a player on your team who is a good West Coast quarterback and you have a non-West Coast coach, then that's not a good person to have on your team, so to speak. Right? They kind of got to get players that fit the system.
That's definitely an important piece. But if you look at, and I think this is one of the best coaches in the league, it's Harbaugh, the Ravens. You look at him and the quarterback that he's had for basically his whole coaching career, Flacco. Now all of a sudden, they do a complete 180, mm-hmm. right? And you don't have that pocket QB anymore. You have the anti-pocket QB, right?
Yep.
You got a guy that is a run first, throw second. I mean, he had 150 yards rushing.
Yeah.
Last week. So that's a real coach.
Yeah, I think he's a top 10 in rushing yards right now. Like he has like 450 or something along those lines, rushing yards. I think he's top 10 in rushing as a quarterback.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. He's got 460 yards rushing. We're talking about Lamar Jackson. So Lamar Jackson has 460 yards rushing. Let's go ahead and let's see where he is in the league. So he has 460 yards. And would you say Mark Ingram is probably a top 10 running back? I'd call him a top 10 running back.
I mean, I would say he's right there. In terms of touchdowns, I think he's pretty high up there.
So he's
rushing,
got,
he's like top 10. Yeah.
He's got 424.
Okay.
So Lamar Jackson has more rushing yards than Mark Ingram does.
On the same
They're team. On the same team. That's pretty insane. But that just shows, I mean, that just shows you how good of a coach that Harbaugh is, because he did a complete, you know, philosophical 180 when it comes to his football team because of the players he has, and they're winning. And he won with Flacco, and now he's winning with Jackson, doing something completely different. So our old coach,
who's
Jay Gruden.
Oh, the one that got fired. Gotcha.
Yeah. He was not the type to mold his offense around his talent.
Okay.
And I mean, the proof is in the pudding. What's their record?
So it's Jay Gruden's fault?
No, I don't think it's Jay Gruden's fault. I actually really like Jay Gruden. I liked him from the get-go. I still like him. I was actually sad that he got fired, but it needed to happen.
Yeah, I mean, once your team stops playing for you, which I don't know if they really did. They just kind of just sucked.
They did.
They quit on
him? Well, I don't think they quit on him. What I'm gathering is that the environment was way too lax. There wasn't any structure. There wasn't any discipline. Guys would be on Snapchat and team meetings and showing up late with no, you know, punishment. Yeah. And as soon as Callahan took over, it was the complete opposite. It was, there's nobody late and nobody's on social media during meetings. And their first freaking practice, he has them running gassers in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
the Belichick way, and it seems to work pretty well.
I think that's the way you need to be because, you know, I understand that you are leading adults.
Right.
But there's a respect factor that comes in.
Sure.
And I think that the coaches that are quote-unquote player coaches, they become player friends.
Right.
And
well, that's what happened in Pittsburgh last year.
Yeah.
And that blew up on Tomlin.
Well, that's what happens with Rex Ryan everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Because the players love him. Of course they do, because he's their friend.
Right.
And you're not their friend. No. You're their coach, and you need to – maybe they're not always going to like you, but you know what they do like?
Winning.
Winning.
Right.
Winning. And that's why people want to go to the Patriots. Do you think all the people that play for Bill Belichick like Bill Belichick?
Probably most don't.
Yeah.
They like to win.
Exactly.
They like him afterwards because they have
right.
a lot of
they
money.
Right. They like rings and money, and he gets them that.
Although he doesn't really – he's very cutthroat. I wish more teams were like him in terms of how they do things. If he has a number in mind, because he's their GM too – he has a number in mind. He says, this is what we'll pay you. And if the player turns it down, he fucking cuts them or trades
them.
You're gone.
Yep.
And that's why they're never in cap trouble. I mean, of course, Tom Brady always taking less than he deserves is part of it.
That's a huge part of it.
But he gets people to accept his amount or they're gone.
Yeah.
And he has no qualms trading anyone except for Tom Brady, obviously.
Well, that's the thing, too, about Belichick is he's proven time and time again that he will win
regardless.
With anyone.
Right.
As long as he's got Brady.
Well,
you know?
It's a pretty good one player to have, I think.
But it's like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, it seems like their roster turns over so much year after year, and it's the same product on the field over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know.
Dude, this year has been like their greatest defensive team. And it's like they have one player, one star player. Like Stephon Gilmore is a superstar.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is like a cast off from another team.
Right.
And they're fucking killing it.
Yeah. I mean, Belichick has always been a defensive guy.
Yeah.
And they've always won, but it hasn't always been with like a number one defense. I mean, they've always been good. They've always had a top 10, top 15 defense. I mean, they've never been a like a Falcons where they have to score, you know.
I mean, 45.
Don't get me wrong, they still score 45.
Right.
But they never had to.
Right.
But this year, they're killing it.
Yeah, they are. Like, this has been one of, statistically speaking, Brady's worst starts. But they're, 6-0 because their defense is killing it.
Yeah, Brady doesn't have to six touchdowns a game.
If he had to, he could.
Oh,
he doesn't need to.
Absolutely, he could. And, you know, they got rid of Brown.
Yeah, after a week.
Yeah.
What a clusterfuck that one.
Yeah. He's got to have some mental issues.
Dude, I think Vontaze Burfict really fucked him up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that's out of the realm of possibilities.
It's like coming into the league, he was, you never heard him talk. You didn't hear anything. He was a 6th-round pick, like nothing.
Yeah.
And then he became this fucking asshole.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Over the last couple of years.
It was really just this last year.
Well, it started last year.
Because he really didn't, I mean, like not this season, but last season.
Right. Last year.
Because he never really was a problem, you know?
Yeah.
He was never, like, outspoken, like, team cancer, like,
yeah,
that kind of a guy. It seems like it happened all of a sudden, and then now it's like it just never stops.
Mm-hmm. He's in the news.
All the time.
Every day.
And he's not even on a team.
Yeah.
And he's still on the news.
Well, I mean, he's filed a lot of grievances to try to get $40 million.
Yeah, he's a grievance.
He lost a lot of money.
He did lose a lot of money. And he should have.
Yeah.
Should have. He lost himself a lot of money.
He did. Yeah, he has one person to blame.
No, that's himself. But he did his happy dance once the Raiders decided to release him.
Yeah.
He's really pumped about that. He's probably a little less pumped now that the Raiders released him.
Yeah. $30 million would have been nice.
Yeah. You know, $30 million is pretty good. $30 million. I'd like $30 million.
Yeah, give me that $30 million.
Yeah, I can not catch footballs for $30 million.
I can sit home for 30.
So yeah, let's talk about our pick'em. because we're in a pick'em competition here. And I took the early lead in the get-go, but Sean's been kind of mopping up the last couple weeks.
The young guy's kind of taken over here the last couple weeks. So
right now we're sitting at Sean's got 51 points. His record is 51-40, and I'm at 49. So Sean's picked 56% of his games correctly, and I'm at 54. So I'm two behind him right now. But, you know, I'm going to make a charge. I'm going to make a charge.
Yeah, you know what I noticed, though, Brandon? That if you click on, like, group picks, it gives you the spreads, which aren't on the main page for Pick'em. So that kind of threw me for a loop all of a sudden, just because I am seeing the spreads of the games, and that should be helpful in picking them. But I never used it until just now.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have told you.
I mean, I usually don't really look at the spreads too much when it's a pick'em.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know who doesn't like to lose money?
Yeah, Vegas. Yeah.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, and they're really good at not losing money.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm above 50%.
Yeah, me too, without even looking. And that's picking a winner. That's not even using a spread.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, using a spread can be good and bad.
Right.
It can save you and it can kill you. But so we're going to go over our picks for this week, which I think, you know, in just looking at this week in our Survivor, this was tough.
It was.
Because in our Survivor, you can only pick, you know, each team once. Once you pick them, you're done. And just looking at the matchups this week, it's very difficult to see one where you're like, man, that's a lock. I mean, there's a few. There's a couple.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have probably already used those teams.
Right.
You know, talking about a couple that are locks, like, I don't know. You say Patriots might be a lock over the Jets, but that's a divisional game, and the Jets just beat the Cowboys.
And it's
and they're at home.
Yep.
So, like, you know, that's tough. And then you got, like, Seahawks-Ravens. Like, who the heck's going to win that game? I have no clue.
It's in Seattle.
Yeah,
But as, that's
the Ravens have been playing great. Great.
Here's the thing. It's only a 3.5-point spread, which normally the home team, if they're evenly matched, will get a 3-point advantage on a spread. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it's 3.5 is saying this is essentially a pick 'em game. So, yeah, Vegas doesn't even know or have any idea who's going to win that one. Saints, Bears, that's another one that's a pick 'em. Cowboys, Eagles, that's another one that's a pick'em.
Exactly.
So it's not as easy as it might seem. Green Bay is a 6-point favorite over Oakland, but the Raiders have beaten two good teams in a row and are playing pretty good right now. So that one's probably going to be a lot closer than people think. I mean, the obvious choice, if you're just looking at spreads, is going to be the Bills, right?
Yeah.
But that spread was put out.
We talked about that already.
Before Fitzy. So, yeah. I mean, to me, the one pick for me this week is going to be San Francisco.
Yeah, and it's for me too, and it sucks because I'm a Redskins fan, and I also went with San Francisco with the Survivor because I just, you know, I feel like that's the only one. The picking the Bills to beat the Dolphins is too scary with Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I generally try to follow three rules for Survivor. Number one is home team. Number two, don't pick a divisional game. And number three is don't pick an underdog, obviously. So this game that I'm picking, San Francisco in Washington, actually breaks a rule.
Yeah.
But there's not really one that follows all the rules.
Well, It breaks a rule, but it kind of doesn't. And I'll tell you this, from a Redskins fan, when a team comes into FedEx Field, it's still a home game for them.
Really? You guys don't have fans?
No, it's insane. It's insane. It's like the fan base has decided to stop showing up.
It's like the Chargers?
It's not quite to that extent, but it's getting there. And it's really sad.
Really?
Yeah. It's super sad.
Are they just like tired of losing? Or
well, yeah, of course they're tired of losing, but it's just, and the thing is too, and you know, I'm probably going to catch some flack for this, but Redskins fans, like, they don't get up. They don't get hyped anymore during the games. Anytime I'm at a game there, they don't start making noise, first of all, until it's third down. Okay. They don't make noise until it's third down. If they're in the game, if they're ahead even. If they're like down a touchdown, then it's quiet. You could hear a pin drop. And also, they don't make noise until it's like the quarterback's about to start coming to the huddle. You got to be loud the whole freaking time, man.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah, you don't want them to hear the play.
Or
the snap.
Yeah. Right, exactly. These teams that have a real home field advantage, which the Redskins do not anymore, they're loud.
Right.
The whole time.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
They always get up for the Cowboys game.
Well, that's the only game they show up to. But you know who else shows up? Lots of Cowboys
fans. Cowboys fans, yeah.
I mean, it's probably, I wouldn't say it's quite 50-50. I bet it's probably 70-30. And if you have 70-30 in a rivalry game,
yeah,
that's pretty bad.
That's a win.
When you have 30% fans of the other team there.
Yeah, that's a win for the Cowboys in that sense.
Right. So you didn't really pick a road team. Because I'm telling you, I mean, I don't know how strong the San Francisco fan base is in Washington, but I know that a lot of visiting fans show up to every game there.
I didn't know that. Thank you for that tidbit.
Yeah, it's sad. I wish I didn't know that, but it's terrible. So we both went with the 49ers for the pick'em, sadly enough. But last week I did pick the Redskins.
You did. I didn't.
With the survivor. I picked the Redskins for the survivor. And you know what? I never get to pick them again for the rest of the year. And I'm happy.
Yeah, that's good.
I escaped. Who's your upset this week?
Oh, let's take a gander here, mister. All right. So I have a few upsets. Let's go to my list.
What's your biggest upset?
My biggest upset of the week. I have a few. I have Detroit beating Minnesota.
I also have that same upset.
I have Houston beating Indianapolis.
I also have that same one, but I don't know if that's really an upset, is it? Who's favored in that game?
Indy.
They are?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's at home.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see what the spread on that one is. So Indianapolis is favored by a point. So I mean, it's not really an upset.
No, technically, it is.
All right, and then I have the Saints going into Chicago and winning.
I picked the Bears in that game, and I thought that was an upset.
That's not an upset.
Really, the Bears are favored.
Bears are favored.
Wow. Okay.
And this one really hurt. This one really hurt.
You picked the Eagles.
I picked the Eagles.
Let's see. I picked the Cowboys.
Well, I hope you win that one.
I picked the Cowboys because I don't think they're going to lose four games in a row, number one.
Okay.
Also, news just came out that Peters is not starting. So they got a rookie left tackle making his first start.
Okay.
That's troublesome.
Okay.
And it's in Dallas.
Okay. Let me tell you why I picked the Eagles. The Cowboys are down both of their starting left and right tackles, Tyron Smith and Lyle Collins, two very good players. Amari Cooper, their number one receiver, went down with a quad after three plays last week. Randall Cobb, their number three receiver, didn't play last week with a back injury. Devin Smith, their fourth receiver, didn't play last week with a leg injury. Tyron Crawford, starting lineman on defense, is on IR. So Cowboys are hurt.
Yeah.
That's like four of their top players, top 10 players, that are not going to play as of right now.
I just think Dallas has a better defense than Philly.
They do.
And they're at home.
Okay, I agree.
So
I want the Cowboys to win, man.
Well, I know you want the Cowboys to win. What am I rooting for? I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. And you know, I gotta inform the audience here as to what we're alluding to, because I personally would never say this. However,
I didn't mean
my brother last year. The Redskins were in first place. We're 6-3. Okay.
Just last year.
Just lost
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith to a broken leg. But still 6-3 in playing the Eagles. And I asked Sean, who are you going to root for? Because at this point in time, yeah, we're in first place. But, you know, I don't know who he thinks is the better team. Because, yeah, you know, the Eagles were – everybody's thinking that they're going to be – I mean, they were coming off a Super Bowl championship. Everybody thinking they're going to be great. And the Redskins, you know, were in first place, just lost their starting quarterback. So I'm wondering, in his mind, who does he think is the better team? So I asked him who he's going to root for. And you know what he says? Injuries. I'm rooting for injuries. He says I'm rooting for injuries.
All right. In my mind, I was thinking, like, you know, a pulled hamstring. You know, a two-week soft tissue injury.
But what happens, though? But what happens?
Oh, you lost another quarterback.
Yeah. Year. Colt McCoy broke his leg. Sorry, another Colt. Broken leg.
He still hasn't recovered.
No. I mean, he finally came back, but he's still not fully recovered. So, yeah, I'm not going to say I'm rooting for injuries, because I would never do that.
I mean.
Wink. Wink, wink.
Philadelphia injuries.
Yeah, I mean, I can't ever root for the Eagles to win, man. I just can't. You know, even – it's funny, because even when they were in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to lose, for sure.
And they – yeah, I was not rooting for them.
You want to know why? Because their fucking fans are the worst.
They are.
They eat horse shit. Literally.
So if there's anybody that's listening to this that is an Eagles fan, we now just lost them as a member of an audience. That's fine. That's totally
listen,
fine.
Listen, if you can't listen to it because you guys eat horse shit, literal horse shit.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, you're full of shit. No, you eat horse shit. Then, you know, maybe you're a little soft.
Well, here's the thing with Eagles fans, too. After a big win or a big loss,
yeah,
you don't know if they won or lost because they're tearing their shit down.
Yeah. Right.
What the hell, guys? We just won a huge game. We're going to set our city on fire. We just lost a huge game. We're going to set our city on fire. Wait. No, they actually did eat horse shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's why I said
that. Oh, okay. I thought you were just saying, like, they suck.
No,
they actually do eat horse shit.
They ate horse shit.
Yeah, and that was after the Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, we're not making this up, guys.
YouTube it, okay?
Yeah,
that's YouTube, all we gotta say.
Eagles fan eating horse shit. It happened. It happened.
Fact.
We're not judging you. Kind of are. Just maybe don't eat horse shit.
All or boo, is,
or throw snowballs at Santa Claus. Or
hopefully that guy didn't go home and start making out with his wife or girlfriend or boyfriend for that matter. Because
yeah, probably boyfriend. Maybe. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he went home with a horse. I don't know.
Maybe that's how you get a horse. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's a mating ritual.
Eat their shit.
Eat shit.
And you got a companion for life.
Yeah, so I didn't make it up. They literally ate horse shit. So did you have any other upsets, Brandon? Or did you just
those
have
were my three? Upsets. Three? Yeah, the only upsets I had were the Lions. Mm-hmm. I also picked the Texans, but I thought they were favored. Mm-hmm. I did not think they were an upset. I mean, if the 49ers beat the Redskins, that'll be an upset, but only in my mind.
Right.
I will be upset.
Yes.
Actually, I won't. I just picked the 49ers.
You'll be happy because you'll still be in line for $5,500.
Yeah, I mean, I like $5,500 at this point. The Redskins are going to make the playoffs. Right. I mean, they could. It's not. They're not mathematically eliminated.
Well, no.
And I'm an eternal optimist, so it's possible.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's not probable.
Yeah, the Bears are favored by 3.5.
That's crazy. How are they favored? Just because they're home?
Yeah, they're home and they have a good defense.
Yeah, I mean, you just said the Saints are the best team in the NFC.
I did.
And the Bears are favored. I picked the Bears.
You picked the Bears? I thought you picked the Saints.
No, I picked the Bears.
Did you change it?
No, I didn't change anything.
Okay.
I picked the Bears.
I picked the Saints.
Yeah, I picked the Bears. I'm glad we have some opposite picks here, because that means I can gain some ground.
Yeah. It sounds like it's only one.
You know, we don't really talk about our tiebreakers, but we have some tiebreakers here as far as like what team's going to score the most points this week, what team's going to score the least. What do you have? Who'd you pick for the most points this week?
I picked the LA Rams.
I picked the LA Rams too.
That's that Atlanta defense.
Yeah, they're terrible. Who'd you pick for the least point?
The Washington Redskins.
I picked the Washington Redskins too. That's hilarious.
Oh, it's your team.
Well, I guess there's no tiebreaker there.
Yeah.
So the only other tiebreakers are the scores for the Monday night game and the Sunday night game. So what'd you pick for the Sunday night game score?
Sunday night's the Eagles and the Cowboys. I took 37-34 Eagles.
I said it was going to be 27-24 Cowboys.
I like it.
And then the Monday night game, Patriots against the Jets, I said it's going to be 31-21 New England.
I said 24-21 New England.
Oh, man, you think
– close game?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think a 10-point game's pretty close, too.
Two possessions.
It is two possessions, though. I said, it's close to the Jets. I'm not sold on the Jets. I know you think the Jets are going to the Super Bowl because they just beat the Cowboys.
Listen, I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl. I do think it was kind of a trap game for the Cowboys. The Cowboys fell into the trap, couldn't recover in time. There was some things that went down. Whatever. But I think the Jets are better than their record.
Well, they have one win.
Yeah.
And it's the Cowboys.
Yes. I'm aware. I wasn't happy.
Hey, you know.
You know what?
My team has one win, too.
The good thing is I didn't get any texts from anyone saying, what happened? Because that shit really fucking pisses me
off. Oh, yeah. You know what's the worst, though? The worst is when you get the texts from people that don't even have a favorite team.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst. Like, I have some friends that don't even have a favorite team, but they know what your favorite team is, and they will rag on you to no end. Because why not? What do you have to go on? Well, your team sucks. Well, I don't have a team. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, to me, if you don't have a dog in the fight, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Or, like, don't even really watch football.
Yeah. But they know that, the Cowboys are losing because the Sunday night game, that's the only game that's on.
Right.
Or, whatever.
Yeah, that's extremely annoying. I'm right there with you.
Especially when they do it the next day, because that's when they find out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They weren't watching at all.
They were watching, but they woke up on Monday morning and they're like, oh, it's Sunday night game. Well, the Redskins lost or the Cowboys lost. Let me
text them.
Let's text Brandon and Sean. Just be like, your team sucks. Yeah, we know. We know.
Yeah. So don't do that. Future reference.
Yeah. But now, because you said don't do that, it's going to happen more.
No, it's not.
That's how it works.
No.
Anyway, guys, we're out of time. So we're going to wrap up. Thanks for tuning in. And be sure to subscribe and tune in next week when we talk about how I overcame my 2-point deficit to take over in the pick'em.
I hope the Cowboys win and you are right there. And see you guys. See you next week.
See you next week.